Excuse me, I'm being fitted for a microphone. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Jimmy. This is great. It's almost 30 years since I read in this room. Next year will be 30 years. Yee. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I was about this tall. They had a pit then, that's why. So I get to be the first reader in this amazing reading. I'm going to immediately undercut amazing. For the small hairs of my nose. Given the chance, I would go around apologizing for everything I do. Given half a chance. Given even an opening. As if there were a sniper trained on me while I drive to work. As if a serial killer were following me and listening for evidence I beat my dog. As if everything depended on my tiniest attention, not failing to register a shift in the wind. Morning's thumb and forefinger pick me up out of bed, where I would otherwise lie in my various crusts. Light flicks around me, a flock of pigeons. The neighbor keeps emptying out bags of bread for. They startle, a plume of iridescent dust at the slightest sound. They circle the houses, then come back down to her tiny concrete patio full of plastic flowers. It helps to clean the air, she told me once. Poem for the soles of my feet. I had a plan to write a series of poems for all of the sort of the parts of the body that never get good attention or that actively are bad. So that there are certain cultures, if you lift your foot up and show it to people, in fact, you're insulting them, which I always felt bad for the soles of my feet. Poem for the soles of my feet. Who are constantly in the dark, are constantly turned away from lights, are wrapped in cloth and tied down, are blindfolded like loaves of bread, like fresh fish, like hostages, and walked all day into dead ends, through loud traffic, through crowds, silences, water, gravel, hallways full of hot cardamom, fennel, secret cigarettes, muffled laughter, until they are too tired to remember how to send blood back up the columns of the legs, bring blood down upon themselves, thirsty and sweating into their masks, stuffed into tiny cars, faces pressed into the heat of engines, the punch of brakes, the slamming of doors, the pop and shriek of locks, sudden pirouettes of happiness, how they shuffle beneath us, growing quietly, steadily, desperate for the inexplicable tickles and kisses of love, the slipping free of covers to find another pair like themselves, blazing like coals in the 3 a.m. darkness and silence, and touching themselves, touching them with a tenderness that surprises even themselves, that they still have it in them after all this time, like the fish that wakes up in the pan and in its last second forgives its devourer everything that will come next. last year, I kind of ran out of steam, and I started titling all my poems lines was the thing. I thought, if I just wrote lines, nobody cares, it doesn't have to be a poem, I can go anywhere. So I'm going to read some of those tonight, too. Lines after waking. I wake up now sometimes thinking I hear things falling, a crash of metal boxes, a heavy table collapsing, a window being smashed into shark's teeth, moonlight, violence. And I listen at first for the black dog, who is our best chance against robbery, who's always burning to unleash his wolf if the least touch lights upon a doorknob, at the smallest whisper in the alley, a tiny ping of metal on the backyard fence as of strangers climbing over in the dark. Still, even if there's no sound from him of anything wrong, I can't help but get up and go down to see if it's nothing again. Some sand in the ear where love used to whisper, some contents shifting as during a flight. Lines near midnight. I should also say that I've had a lot of insomnia. The lines and the insomnia often go together. A lot of them are at night and imagining people breaking into my house. Lines near midnight. The house is dark, the street nearly empty. The clock goes on ticking, dents in the silence like rain, a leak of something liquid onto the mantle. The dog sighs and slumps down on the floor, one ear cocked for danger. What did I do all day? I ask myself. Days evaporate like water vapor in a fire. I don't even have a scrap of an idea what I had for dinner. There's a boat with my name on it, somewhere floating off into deeper and deeper water. I don't know whose hand is on the wheel. I don't know what to do either, with all the depth I keep thinking I must be in now, whether I'm rowing myself or just a shadow. Advice. There is nothing saying you have to wait. Waiting is for coins in a pocket. It's for things like irons and teaspoons. A gate waits to be pushed or opened, a crate to be filled with objects to save. However, there is nothing saying you have to wait. You could begin right now. It's always too late or too early. You don't have to be able to drive a car. Things like the silver, those photos you love to hate, you can leave them. You can leave the state if you want. You don't even need a literal door. There's nothing saying you have to wait. Leave the dust alone. You don't even need light. You've been all coiled up, unpredictable as the weather. The thing about time is it never feels right. You have to begin somewhere. Forget the date and the cost of everything but your hunger. There is nothing saying you have to wait. If things are wrong, nor is moving always flight. Yeah. I think that was mostly to myself. Begin, river. The river has returned to blue after weeks of flooding turned it brown, falling down toward the gulf, one long thread from the interior, it shines. It hums in the dark, a work. Sycamores on the bank soak it up. Blackberries, poison ivy on the trunks. I think Lord sometimes. I think luck. The dog thinks door and jumps into it like a key. My mother's other children. The first of us has no name. I know of. Miscarriage. Heartbreak. In that shadow, my brother grew. Then I came, the late mistake. The last child she invented out of my refusals to eat, to help, to be good. Don't you worry, she'd say. I'll just give that plate of food to Timmy. He'll eat it. He loves me. And I'd feel my throat thicken with rage and fear, even now. I could see no way out but to give in. Already then, I was waking up to their midnight fights, walking downstairs and yelling stop, and listening to my drunken father threaten and weep at the dining room table. My older brother, having put in his time, left as soon as he was able. Where was Timmy? Disappeared, a thing without bones, the end of a dream. He could be among you even now. Let's see. I have some newish poems. That's too sad. I'm not reading that one. All right. Early morning rain. As long as I'm inside, the rain falling outside has a beautiful sound. Even though my neighbor's car was stolen and she has cancer or has had cancer, and now the street has an absence in it, like a missing tooth. Even though I am tired of addressing you, of poems that address you and you and you, outside the rain taps out its codes. Inside it goes, inside, inside. In a minute, I will get up from typing and get in the shower so I can go out into the rain. Why her car, I wonder? It was old. It had a Support Ovarian Cancer Research ribbon on it. It was nowhere near as interesting as the newer cars, including mine. Why her and not us? And only two more payments, she laughed, when she asked me if I'd heard anything that night. No, and I'm sorry, I said, something I've been waiting to say to her since I'd seen the ribbon on her trunk, since she'd begun losing so much weight. You have nothing to do with it. When I woke up last night hearing voices, I checked that my own car was still there. Just the men in the halfway house across the street laughing as if no one else could sleep. You fucker, you son of a bitch, you jackass. Someone else has already begun parking in the place where she used to park her car. I was putting in a new bulb in my front door light. The old one had blown its dome off. It had been, I'd been concerned how a house without a light would look. The straight lines of the rain are part of its beauty. That it sounds like someone driving through the rain. The end of a vinyl record. The after song. It's keeping all human voices off the street. Only you would sing about that. The poetry of the 21st century. This is the last poem. I turn my face to the light of my iPad in bed. November nearly gone again, and the rest of the bedroom dark around. Just my lit face and the screen in my left hand, on which I read reviews of some new poets who have given up on sentences, who are foregrounding loss in their use of nonsense and empty parentheses, unquote. Beside me, irritated by the light, the black dog sighs. I move my right hand to pet him, or is it to calm myself? And he opens his mouth and begins to bite, slowly and thoughtfully, my fingers in the darkness, which for some reason makes me happy. Thank you all.